92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. You know, when we think about the holidays, unfortunately, it can be very stressful for a lot of people, and sometimes managing your mental health during the holidays should be the priority. It really should be. We have Ashley Helford on the line. She's a medical social worker with Trinity Health. Ashley, thanks for being on the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. This is interesting. You know, first of all, you have to recognize the signs of holiday stress. Financial stress can be a big thing for people during the holidays, can't it?
Yeah, definitely. Financial stress contributes to mental health stress, and financial stress is definitely one of the key things that can add to mental health issues during the holidays.
Yeah, and if somebody gets invited and they're asked to bring a dish and they don't have the money to do that, I mean, it just causes so much stress. So let's start at the beginning. What are some of the signs of holiday stress?
I think, you know, signs of holiday stress can be similar to stress any time of the year. So when you're having poor sleep, if you're fatigued, if you find yourself feeling lonely, maybe even in a crowd, if you're anxious about your calendar, overwhelmed about events, things like that, it can all happen during the normal calendar year, but it can definitely add up during the holiday season. So those are some of the big things to look for: that poor sleep, not wanting to engage, and feeling anxious about what's coming.
And sometimes it can carry over into like your work routines as well. You're stressing about your personal life, and then you've got your work life and all of that. So how do you manage holiday stress?
I think setting realistic expectations for yourself, for your family, for your children, not expecting perfection, and just looking at what you're able to do in a realistic time frame, setting a budget, having a plan, prioritizing experiences over expensive gifts, and definitely just engaging in self-care. So having a good exercise routine, eating healthy. Whenever we have good physical health, we also, that our mental health will follow. So when you have the added stress of a full calendar, make sure you prioritize time for yourself and to take care of your body and of your mind.
That's a fact. And I think creating boundaries is a huge thing. And I didn't learn how to do that till I was in my 30s, early 40s. But I think that we have so many more open conversations about that. How does a person create a healthy boundary with someone?
I think telling yourself first that it's okay to say no, and it's okay to have limits, and then being clear and direct with the people in your life that have hopes and expectations for you, letting them know that what they want is important, but also that your time and your mental health is valuable. And that that you have to prioritize activities that you have space for in your life and that are going to be uplifting to you. So, and then just having a plan to manage any kind of difficult conversations that come up, and having limits, I think, is huge, and being clear with your family and friends about those.
I would agree. Especially if you know somebody that just had a baby, don't expect them to be running all over the place for the holidays, you know?
Right.
Honestly, I think people that are hosting kind of need to pull back a little bit as well. How do you manage family dynamics? That's really hard.
I think having a plan ahead of time, and we know who our difficult family members are. We know who might be the one at the table that's bringing up things that we aren't comfortable talking about, and having a plan ahead of time, ahead of that event, for how you're going to handle that with grace is huge. And just kind of knowing your limits about what you are or are not willing to do. You mentioned having a new baby, so maybe just setting a limit of one event per day. I'm not going to run around town and go to lots of different families' houses. Just kind of having limits for yourself, and being clear with people about that.
I would agree 100%. Lots of useful information here. And I don't know if this is true, Ashley, but I say it: leave politics off the table. Do yourself a favor.
I would generally agree with that. Yeah. If you know your audience, you know you have a safe space, then I think, you know, discuss whatever you're comfortable with. But I would generally agree. Leave politics out of the table, and you'll probably have a more harmonious gathering, for sure.
I would think so. And most importantly, seek support if you need it. You can open open up to a trusted friend, a family member. If you feel you need to talk to somebody, you can visit trinityhealthmi.org/behavioral health to learn about, you know, how they can help you. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call 988 or text home to 741-741 for help. I'll make sure I put all of this in the body of the podcast. I so appreciate you taking the time during a very busy holiday week to talk with us about managing mental health during the holidays. Very useful information here, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's Ashley Holford, a medical social worker with Trinity Health. You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven on 92.1 WGHN.